this Spirit-filled life with the Holy Spirit. Come on, we're purposing to know Him fully, to know Him more, and to let Him do all that He wants to do. How many of you would like to let the Holy Spirit just say, have your way, Holy Spirit, just everything you want to do? Hallelujah. That's the attitude that we should have in this life. We here are endeavoring to embrace all of Him fully. Remember, that's what the Lord told me several years ago. I got on this thing with the Lord and I'd be sitting in a service and he said this. He said, there are conditions that are conducive to revival. In other words, there are things, there are atmospheres, there are attitudes, there are endeavors, there are pursuits that make a way, a greater way for God to come and move in power, revive His people. And then I'd be sitting in a service and he'd like tell me one or two. And then I'd go a couple of months and then he'd tell me another. And I remember right where I was sitting in South Africa. I was sitting in Zimbabwe in a room and on a couch, and I was preparing for a youth service. Oh yeah, I was gonna let those youth find out something about the Holy Ghost. And I was preparing for service, and all of a sudden the Lord said to me, He said, another condition that's conducive to revival, if the church wants revival, we're gonna have to embrace all of the Holy Spirit, He said, expressions. Okay. And so we know, I've taught about it. You got to go back. We've been at this all the month of October, about the different ways that the Holy Spirit works, the administrations, all the different ways, but there are expressions of the Spirit of God where He wants to express Himself in joy, where you might have a laughter that wants to come upon you, or you might just feel like, I'm going to open my mouth and laugh a little bit, and the Holy Ghost grabs hold with you and you just get really, really, really happy on the inside. Come on, life is better when we're happy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Or another expression where we might run or we might dance. So we've kind of been focusing on that, although that is not all that the Holy Ghost does. It's not all of His work, but we've kind of been focusing on that. Why? Because we got to stay loose. We got to stay free. We've declared here, Houston Faith Church, there's no frozen sections. Nope, nobody gets to be frozen, sad faces, stiff. No stiff people allowed in the assembly here. We're going to bop you upside your head, kick you a time or two. There he goes already. One's out and going. Hey, praise the Lord. Yeah, sometimes you just got to shake it off a little bit. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Hallelujah. But this kingdom work, the work of the kingdom, is a work of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to have to embrace Him. We're going to have to be free enough of ourself, of traditions, to yield to Him, to respond to Him, to learn how to be full of Him. To be full of Him. Listen, there's a lot of stuff you can be full of. You can be full of worry. You can be full of doubt. You can be full of all kinds of stuff. You can be full of the news. You can be full of video games. Uh-oh. Oh, come on. Everybody lift your feet up. I'm fixing to step on some toes. But the Bible says that we're to be full of the Holy Ghost. And so we have to make sure that we've emptied ourselves of self and of life so that we can make room for this glorious, holy, powerful life of the Spirit where we can actually get full of Him. And it's really from our fullness that we can bring the fullness of God's work for this hour. Come on, how many of you know there are some things in the kingdom to be accomplished? Amen. And since it's the work of the Spirit that does these things, the Spirit is how things in the kingdom get done, right? Zechariah 4:6, not by my might or your might, and not by your power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. So if we're going to bring forth the mighty work and the fullness of God's work in the earth, we're going to have to learn to be full of the Spirit. We're going to have the ministry of the Spirit fully. We're going to have His help. We're going to have His cooperation. He is the one that makes things happen. In Luke chapter 1, we know it's the account where the angel came down out of heaven to talk to Mary about her becoming pregnant with the Son of God and bringing forth the Son of God. And the angel, when he showed up to talk to Mary, what was it that he required of Mary? He only required one thing of Mary. He required her agreement. He required her then to yield. He required a response from her. We see that actually in Luke 1:38. It said, then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. So God is looking for us. The Lord is looking for us to agree with him, to yield to him, to respond to him. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You know, the Holy Spirit, remember, he is a person. Even though we can't see him, he's not just a vapor. He's not just a mist. He's a person. And he is a gentleman. So he doesn't force God. He doesn't force the things of God. He doesn't force spiritual things upon us or in our life. We have to be open. We have to be hungry. We have to be desirous, and then we have to be open for these things because he will not interrupt us that way. And so with regard to the Holy Spirit, when this happened, when the angel came and told Mary that she was going to bring forth the son, she who was a virgin said to the angel, how is this going to be? In other words, how is it that something of the Spirit is going to be brought forth? And it's the same question today for us. How is it that something of God, something of the Spirit, something of this spiritual life is going to come forth? And the angel said this, that the Spirit will come upon you. Okay, now I want to pause for a moment. We know this was prior to Jesus, prior to the cross, prior to Pentecost, the Spirit of God coming out, down from heaven, being poured out upon man. So when he said the Holy Spirit will come upon you, that's because nobody at that time had the Spirit within them. Okay? So when we get saved, we get sealed with the Holy Spirit. He comes to live in us. Then we have this wonderful thing in the Bible called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where the seal of the Spirit that's in us does come upon us. Okay? But what we see here is that the angel was saying that how is this going to happen? It's going to be a work of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be something of the Spirit coming upon us. Still today, we have the Holy Ghost in us, but there's times we have to let the Holy Spirit come upon us. We should be so filled at times with the Holy Spirit that it's not just enough of that residue in there, that it's overflowing and spills out and people can see the glory of God on you and the gifts begin to operate and the presence of God comes. Hallelujah. So it's by the Spirit. The Spirit, that's how these things are done. And you don't have to have any more detail. Listen, this was something that had never been done. Mary had no idea what that even meant. That the Spirit will come upon you and you will bring forth the Son. But all she did was lift up her hands and say, hey, okay, Lord, I'm good with that. This is where we have to trust God. We have to trust the Spirit of God. We're not going to always be able to figure it out. We're always not going to know what's happening, but I can guarantee you, anytime the Holy Ghost is making contact with you in a very present way, where he's coming upon you or stirring you up, something is happening. Something good is happening in the Spirit. This is not just, oh, nothing. No, something is happening. Come on, and God is looking these days for who he can bring the Holy Spirit upon. Hallelujah. And I say, Lord, let it be me and let it be you and let it be us. Hallelujah. I love that. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Glory to God. Come on, that takes us right out of our natural self, right out of the natural realm, into the realm of God, into the realm of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so if you'll be open, if you'll be free, if you'll want the Holy Spirit, if you'll be willing to say, Holy Spirit, whatever, I'll go there. If you'll do that, if you'll be open and if you'll be willing to ask and if you'll be willing to respond and go there, then the Holy Spirit will partner with you and bring some things forth. And when he does it, man, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. I can't even describe it. It's just a blessing. I know many of us in here have experienced it, right? And we don't even know how. I don't know how to describe that it's a blessing. Hallelujah. But even in the New Testament, but before Jesus, when the angel was saying the Spirit was going to come upon her, he already knew it was going to be a blessing to Mary, because he had said that you are most blessed among women. He already knew that this power of the Holy Spirit coming on her was going to be a blessing in her life. Hallelujah. And so can I talk about the blessing for just a moment? The blessing it is to have the Holy Spirit come upon us, get filled up with Him, full of Him, make contact with Him, yield to Him, be under the influence of Him. Come on, there's a lot of people today under a lot of influence of a whole lot of stuff. But glory to God, there's nothing like being under the influence of the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing. It reminds us that there's something and someone greater than ourselves. Come on, when we contact the Spirit, we get closer to God. Come on, when we connect with the Holy Ghost, we get built up spiritually. When we connect with the Spirit of God, we're reminded that there is a spiritual world. And though we're in this world, we are not of this world. Hallelujah. When we connect with the Holy Ghost, we are reminded that we are spiritual people. We can be reminded of the goodness of God, the greatness of God. When we connect with the Holy Spirit, we can experience things in our life like being revived, like being refreshed, like being renewed. When we connect with the Spirit of God will bring things to us. He'll bring a joy in our life. Listen, no pill is going to take care of the troubles of the world. No psychologist or psychiatrist is going to take care of the pills of the world. Come on, we've been given a couch to lay on where we can come in the presence of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, and get ourselves all fixed up, mended up, and in our right mind, and take on the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's a blessing in this. Hallelujah. If you haven't shouted yet, you might should shout. That might break you out of your shell. Hallelujah. Well, the blessing is in participating. The blessing is not so much in spectating. It's in participating. The more you participate, the more you're going to get blessed. That's why Brother Hagin used to say, when you come into the meeting from the very get-go, just get all in. I mean, when we sing, sing. When we give, give. When we preach, give some amens. Come on. When we pray, pray. And when the Spirit is moving, go ahead and move. Hallelujah. It's in participating. Maybe we could give an analogy like this. It's football season, right? No, okay. I know most of you guys are Texan fans. I'm a Steeler fan, but I'm having about the same kind of season that you're having. Yeah, come on, brother. Maybe we should do a baseball analogy. Hey, go! Go Astros! But in talking about a football game, There are varying levels of participation, right? I mean, if you're a fan, that's one level of participating. And you go and you're there and you're participating, but you know, at times, you know, you're off eating your popcorn or you're shelling your peanuts and, you know, you might miss a thing or two, go into the restroom. My husband, when he goes to the ballpark, he eats every single, it's his purpose to eat every single thing that's on the menu. And so he goes from every item to, I mean, he barely gets to watch a game because he eats and eats. I mean, and finishes off with the funnel cake, with ice cream, I mean, when we're going to go to a ball game, we have to plan like the day before so that he can be hungry enough. So, you know, as a fan, you're participating and watching, but there's a lot of other stuff. You know, you're having a conversation, you know, right? But you're getting a blessing. You're getting a blessing by seeing the game. You're getting a blessing by being there in the atmosphere. But then we could say, well, look at the cheerleaders. Now, the cheerleaders, They're like down front. They're in their uniforms. They're paying attention. They're not allowed to go, you know, to the restroom or go grab something from the concession stand. They're there. They're kind of watching the game. They're knowing what to do. And because of that, they're actually blessed in a bigger way. Most of them actually get some form of a paycheck because they're there participating in a greater way. They have a greater impact. In what's going on. You know, come on, being an ex-cheerleader. And I still see myself as a cheerleader for the body. I'm cheering you on. Come on, hey. I'm your biggest cheerleader. But you know, as an ex-cheerleader, like a real cheerleader, you know, what we did was important. I mean, you know, it was important for those guys that they could hear us. We were doing the right thing. You know, you didn't want to be doing a defensive cheer when we were on offense or something like that, right? So they get a greater blessing, a greater reward because they're more fully invested. But then if you look at the players, I mean, the players are down there. They're practicing all week. They're preparing for what's coming up. They're giving it their all. They're regulating things, how they eat, what they do, everything so that they can be at their best. And when they're there, they're in it. They're either out on the field and every player, they're standing there, you know, get back. But they're excited. They're rooting. They're helping draw things, looking at things, listening. You know, the backup quarterback's not even on the thing, but he's watching. He's listening. And guess what? They get a bigger reward. They get a bigger blessing, don't they? I mean, they really get a paycheck, you know? Why? Because they're really fully invested. They've given their life to it. I say that we need to give our life over to the Holy Ghost. We need to give our life over to saying, hey, I'm the one. Hallelujah. I'm preparing, Lord. Every day I'm living with you, looking to you, being open to you, yielding to you, responding to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so sometimes, you know, the Holy Ghost will, I like to say it this way today. Sometimes he'll kind of fall on you in a minute. And it's like you just sense something. If you yield, you know, it'll come on you. And you might be doing the chicken dance, you know, when you really normally wouldn't chicken dance or whatever. But then there's some time, and that's good. We all like that. We all really wish it was like that all the time. But then there's other times that the Holy Ghost kind of works with us. And he's like looking for you to give him something to work with. And so sometimes you have to stand up and get outside your box a little bit. Amen. You have to be willing to do something you haven't done before so that the Holy Ghost can connect with you. And then he'll take hold of what you'll do. And there's many times I've started out with a run that was just, I'm going to run because I love God and I'm going to run. And then in the middle of my run, the Holy Ghost comes on my run. Hallelujah. And listen, don't be worried. Don't be worried about being in the flesh. Okay? Sure, we don't want to do things in the flesh. But really, honestly, if you're concerned, I don't want to do this, I might be in the flesh, you're not in the flesh. The ones that are in the flesh are the ones that kind of want to get out there. They want to be seen. So they're not concerned about being in the flesh. All right? So don't let that hinder you or deter you or pull you back, right? We just got to be willing to go with it all. And I'm going to show y'all a video tonight. Are y'all ready? Yeah. Go ahead and cue it up. Now listen, some of y'all have already seen. I showed y'all part of it on Sunday, but I told y'all I was going to show y'all the whole thing. All right? And so as you're watching the video, first I want you to know that you're going to see that it looks like a lot of these meetings are in the same place. Well, that's because these are all really from Brother Hagin's meetings, and many of them are at Rhema, all right? But most of these are from different clips. And when you see Marty, how many of y'all know Marty? Marty comes to preach here, yeah? Okay, when you see Marty dancing, or you see Marty getting under the influence, if you'll notice what he's wearing, these are all different clips of Marty at different times, okay? But as you watch today, I just want you to notice something. I want you to take note of the atmosphere. I want you to take note of people participating. Not everybody is expressing the Spirit in the same way or the same measure, and that's okay. But what is that we need to be in. We need to be pretend. We don't need to be standing in our chair trying to close our eyes and don't look. Or when is this going to be over? Or, oh my, you know, no, don't do that. If nothing else, at least smile, clap your hands, and try to be excited that somebody else, come on, is getting under the influence of the Holy Spirit. All right. I also want you to notice that there's just a whole lot of people that are partaking of something really, really, really good. All right. Are y'all ready? Okay.
Some folks wonder what makes us act like we do sometimes. Well, what makes drunk people act like they do? It's the spirit that they're partakers of. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say amen? And I don't know about you. You may never have. But I have been a number of times really drunk on the spirit. Just wobble around like a drunk man. Praise God. And it's a good experience and a good feeling. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. I don't know about you, but I'm sure glad I came tonight. It wouldn't take much for me just to have an East Texas Brush Arbor spell. Well, you say, what is a Brush Arbor spell? Well, that's running, dancing, jumping, doing all of it at once. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Woo! You might as well go ahead and enjoy it. You're here. They think you're one of us anyway. Enjoy the blessings of God. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Yeah, you wind it up. Go ahead, Philip, you wind it up. Looking for somebody to wrap it up. Marty, here, you come down.
Well, somebody has to.
Up, Lynette. Somebody needs to wrap it up.
Too drunk, this sings up. Too drunk? Sings up. Woo! Somebody knows what to do with this, take it.
I don't know if I know what to do with it.
Thank you. all that on television?
Slide out of your seat like that. I might have done that once or twice or four or more times under the influence. One time I went over and I was sitting by just a friend of mine. This was pre-Pastor Chaz days, but just a friend of mine, and he was a male. And when I woke up like 2 hours later from being off the floor, but it was glorious. I heard the angels singing and all kind of stuff. But when I woke up, I think I had taken him with me, because I think I went over. I was like over on his lap. And then when I slid, he slid with me. And so he sat like this, while I was just under the influence that night. But there's something about, man, you can't deny the blessing of connecting with the Holy Spirit and just letting the Holy Spirit have full reign. And listen, these are days where we need some meetings like that. We don't always purpose to know when, but we're open to when at any time. And I do know this, you know, about the Lord telling us to do this in October. I know that the Lord always says that He'll confirm what you preach, you know? And so we're opening ourselves so that we can go a little bit further with the Holy Spirit, because these are days when we need to be able to be free and let Him have His way and let Him have His work. It's, listen, as the things of the world continue to come at, there's a tendency for the church to compromise. There's a tendency for the church to pull back. Listen, this is the Holy Spirit. This is one aspect of God. And if He's offering it, if He does it, then we want it and we need it. And so we can't pull back. We can't put the Holy Ghost, you know, we don't want people falling down here. You know, let's put the Holy Ghost in the back room. If you need to be filled, you know, let's do it. So no. We got to do this all out front and center and be free with it, because the Lord, He wants the ministry of the Spirit to be demonstrated. The Bible says that the kingdom is not just in word, but it's in demonstration of the power of God. And when you look at, I know a lot of those people. I know some of those people that were even on the periphery. I know the guy that jumped up on the pulpit. That is so out of his character. It is so out of his character for him to do that. But we have to be willing to just say, I'll be the one. Did you notice how sometimes it would just start with one? And then the minute one would yield and respond, it would just get all off on it, connected with all those who were wanting to participate. I've told y'all this story before, but it's a really good example. Many, many years ago, God sent me to a particular nation, a particular city in a nation. I had already been doing work in another city there. We were having great things of God, healings, just the workings of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit in operation. It was wonderful. And then the Lord told me He wanted me to go minister in this particular city. Come to find out, we knew some missionaries that were there. And so I went, you know, and I went with this expectation that it was just going to be like the other city. And when I got there, it was not like the other city. It was so dry. It was so dead. I mean, I got up and I felt like nobody was listening. Nobody was interested. I mean, there was no fire. There was no expectation. There was no cooperation. And so, this Holy Ghost girls came out of the meetings, and I actually said this to the Lord, please don't ever send me back here. because they were so dry, so, I mean, it's just like nothing. You couldn't even get an amen out of them. And so, but you know the Lord. Because it's just like him to send someone like me, someone that likes to swing from the chandelier and just go ahead and just get like really, he'll send someone like that into a place like that. And so sure enough, he sent me back. And so when he sent me back, I just told the Lord, okay, Lord, I'll be the fire. I'll be the fire all by myself. And I'm just going to, every time I go into every meeting, I'm not even going to look at those faces. I'm just going to set myself on fire with the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to let them watch me burn. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I started going, man. And I would set myself. One time I got my own, I had actually tweaked my knee at the previous city. And it was just bothering me a little bit. And I had a word of knowledge about a knee. And nobody responded. And I'm like, I wasn't even thinking about my knee. It was a word of knowledge for someone else. And so I'm up on the stage and I'm going, whoever it is, come on, move your knee. Whoever it is, come on, move your knee. Like that. I do believe there was someone that day that needed to get their knee healed. But I recognized the next day when I was walking down the street that my own knee was healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? I just kept going and going and going. And before you know it, come on, with the river, I'd bring the river. And before you know it, they were getting in and slipping in. And they began to respond and shout and get filled with the Holy Ghost. And I mean, before you knew it, we were having all kinds of healings and miracles and deliverances and things going on. I mean, the last few times, by that time we were working up, I'd go, they'd be so intoxicated in the spirit. They were falling out. They were rolling. I would have people crawling on the floor. I would have people standing in the corner say, I'm on fire, I'm on fire. I'll never forget it. A real young girl, about 19, I'm on fire, I'm on fire. Somebody help me, I'm on fire. But she had a whole bunch of bad stuff in her life. And you know what? When I went back the next trip, she said, I got gloriously delivered that night as I was set on fire. So you got to be willing to be the fire. You got to be willing, no matter if someone's, you know, sitting next to you. I'm determined we're not going to have any frozen sections. So the free people are going to be looking to infiltrate those that are frozen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say, come on, Holy Spirit. You can work like a fire. Be like a spring. Hey! Come on, the Holy Ghost. He can dunk us in the river and give us a real good drink. When Patrick ran by me, it was like the wind of the Holy Ghost. It was knocked me over. It's what I felt like as he went by me. Hallelujah. Come on, let the winds blow. Let them blow. And restore. Restore. Regenerate. Come on, things be made new. Come on, if you just open yourself up right now, you can get a really good drink. Come on. Come on, the Holy Spirit's just pouring out. Come on, from the inside, open up and just drink it. I can't. Hallelujah. Come on, we're going to get a good drink tonight. We're going to have a drinking service right here. It's all going to get filled up full of the Holy Ghost. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ha. Ooh. Well, I was going to read a scripture, but I can't see my pages yet. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Acts chapter 2, we know it. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, where the Holy Spirit of God came down out of heaven, was poured out. Said it appeared to them like divided. So first of all, he came with a mighty rushing sound. Come on, there are sounds. Some don't negate the sound. Sometimes like just something to sound. Sometimes people ask me, why do I blow or why do I make? Because that's just the Holy Ghost. And I'm not going to tell him what he can and can't do. So sometimes it's just in a sound. I know that on Sunday, Jovan was like, Pastor was sitting in front of Jovan and he was like, what is that sound? What is it? It was Jovan. And she was like, but then Jovan couldn't walk for 30 minutes after service was over either. Learning to drink in the Spirit. So the Spirit of God came like a sound, and then he appeared to them divided as tongues as fire and sat upon each one of them, and they were all filled. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in that holy heavenly language. So they were filled. I mean, they were filled. I mean, not just like a sprinkle. You have to understand, this was the outpouring of God's Spirit. I mean, when God pours out, it's not like our measure. I mean, it's like a gushing, like so full with an intensity and a ferocity. That's how God wants to deal with us. And it goes on to say this. It said, and when this sound, being the people, come on, there is a sound of God's people. There is a sound of God's people. Hallelujah. So I'm kind of paraphrase Acts 2 verses 5 through 18. But it says first that when this sound occurred, so sometimes it's in a sound. I mean, that they used a shout to take a wall down. There's a scripture in Nehemiah that says when the people of God got together, it split open. Come on, some things can be split open in the heavenly realm. Things that need to get out of the way. Things that need to crumble. It says, and then the people that were watching, they were all amazed and marveling, looking around, and they said, look. So sometimes you can see things of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it was talking about them speaking all these the wonderful tongues and different languages, declaring the wonderful works of God. And then it says that some people were mocking them. Now, mocking is not like laughing, like participating. It's like making fun of them. And they were saying that they were full of new wine. So something that they heard and something that they saw made them think, because they were not spiritual people, they were not saved yet, they didn't know what this was. They thought that people there were drinking new wine, that they were drinking wine and getting like what happens when people get intoxicated on wine. But then Peter responded in verse 15, and he said, these are not drunk as you suppose. In other words, they may look drunk, they're acting drunk. Come on, there is an infilling, there is an upfilling. Come on, there is a fullness of the Spirit of God that can make us look like we're intoxicated, want to stagger around a little bit, slide out of our seats sometimes, slur our words a little bit here and there, make our legs all wobbly, or us do things. There is a fullness of the Spirit that we need today that can be seen in that light, and that's okay. We have to be okay with that. We can't get too refined or too dignified or too high and mighty to think that we're going to get past what the Scripture shows. This is the initial outpouring, and the initial outpouring is still the outpouring today. This is that Pentecost today still happening in the midst of us. So they were partaking of the Holy Ghost, and people thought they were drunk on wine. But Peter says, drunk not as you suppose, but drunk indeed on something of the Holy Ghost, this spiritual intoxication. And we see it again where God in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 likens this being full of the Holy Ghost to intoxication again. Ephesians 5:18, it says, and do not be drunk with wine. So it's telling you, don't be looking for something in the world. You don't need wine in the world. You don't need substances. You don't need smoking stuff. You don't need stuff to affect you like that. What you need is a good filling of the Holy Ghost. It says, now don't be drunk in wine, in which is dissipation. It means misuse. It means wherein is excess, the King James says. If you're going to be doing worldly stuff, it's going to take you into excesses. You might think, I can just do this once. I'll just do this a little. The Bible says it's going to take you into excesses where you don't belong. But listen, there is never too much of the Holy Ghost. You can never drink too much of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So it says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. The Greek translation says, be being filled with the Spirit. This is not a one-time event. This is not a one-time thing. This is an active part of a Spirit-filled life, is that we be being filled. And sometimes we got to do it at home, but sometimes we got to do it together. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, Spinkies, so one way, several lot of ways we can get filled, which we're going to do, if you're not already. But you can speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You can be giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those things will help you get in the Spirit. Those things will help you get filled up. So the Holy Ghost fell in that upper room, and he was poured out like a new wine, like God's a substance of drinking something. And I like to call it in spiritual intoxication. There's been many a time I've been so intoxicated. I remember one time Brother Hagin's meeting. We had to sit in the convention center for like 45 minutes after the meeting was up. We were all so intoxicated that we were like, none of us could drive, none of us. I think there were like four of us. We were like, none of it. We sat in the convention center for like 45 minutes before we could even make it outside to our car. I tried to leave a service one time here in Houston where I was intoxicated, and I thought, I can do it, I can do it. And I got out of my car, and the minute I poured... The minute I pulled out of the parking lot, I ran onto the feeder of the freeway. I ran up on the curb. And I realized I was not in any condition to drive. And I was not drunk as one might suppose. But I was drunk in the Holy Ghost, as Brother Hagin said. And it does. Why do we act sometimes the way we act? It's just being filled up and full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so the very first, listen to this, listen to how powerful this is. It has been said by many theologians. As well as Pastor Chaz. So that ought to count for something. That the early church is the pattern for the church today. Do we believe that? Okay. So the very first New Testament Holy Spirit-filled church service was a drinking service. A drinking service. So we all gotta learn to drink tonight. We're gonna help everybody drink. Listen, if you're not a good drinker, we're going to help you learn to drink. If you know, sometimes it takes a little practice. Sometimes it takes but you'll get it. I've seen people want it for years, but if they stuck with it, they got it. Okay? It doesn't have to take you years, but it's something about yielding. It's something about giving yourself over. It's something about getting outside of your mind and all, and even thinking, am I doing this right? What is it? No, it does come from within. It's like a bubbling up and as you drink, but you have to be willing to go there and partake of it. And so, you know, I can't always make everybody drunk, although I can say this, that sometimes getting around people, you know, like Sunday morning, I felt like, you know, if I could just get my hands on some people that would help. But sometimes just sitting by the right people, you know, in a minute, I may have all the good drinkers stand up. And if, you know, if you're not yet a good drinker, you should go stand in the section with the good drinkers, because sometimes just being around them will cause that to kind of spill out, you know, like that guy that I was sitting to that time, and I just took him out. I just took him down with me. So the world certainly has drinking songs, and I say that the church should have some drinking songs. And so one funny story is about Marty. He tells this story that back in the day when the big satellites came out, and they would pipe people into the conventions, and then they would bring people on the satellites, and sometimes it would be all over the world, and there would be millions of people watching. This was before internet and live stream and all that, you know, and it was like a big deal. You know, Marty used to always say when they were with Brother Hagin, nobody wanted to mess up the anointing. You know, nobody wanted to get out of the flow or not, you know, not get it right. And so it was the very first time they were having this big worldwide thing, millions of people. And he said Brother Hagin was ministering, and he went and he was kind of wrapping up, and he sat down and he looked at Marty and he said, do you have anything? And Marty said, no, sir. You know, because he's thinking, even if I had something, I wasn't about to, because I didn't want to mess anything up. No, sir. And Brother Hagin looked at him and he said, well, by the time you get up there, you will. And so he got up out of his chair. Why? He responded. He yielded to the man of God. See, this is it. When there's a service and there's something going on, we have to participate. Somebody is orchestrating by the Spirit how things are happening and what's taking place. And we got to go with that. And so he got up and he said, as he was walking to the pulpit, that this is what came to him. Now, I've taught y'all this. So listen. Yeah, see? See? And he said this song came to him, and he said it came to him kind of like a kind of like an old tavern song. And so I'm going to just sing the song to you real quick, and then I'm going to tell you a couple things. Then we're going to sing our own version of the song so that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and drink. But this is the song, and he said that he had his arm going like this, so he was swaying. And he said, ha, 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 he, hey, Mr. Devil, get out of my way. Ha, 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 hey, I resist you and you cannot stay. Oh, ha, 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 hey, Mr. Devil, get out of my way. Ha, 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 hey, I resist you and you cannot say. Now he said that he got up and he got going, and see what happened is everybody started going with him. Those that are going to sit like this, you can spectate, but you better remember that the blessing is in the participation. And so he said the more they sang it, see, sometimes it does take a little while. It takes yielding a few minutes to get there. Some of us can get there pretty easily. But you'll see that with Brother Hagin sometimes. He would kind of wait around. He would kind of say something. But when they were singing that, it's like a singing song. So we're going to drink with that song today. Everybody stand up. I want you to put the song up, but I want you to put my verse up, which would be verse 2 or chorus 2. And the goal is not that you have to look at the words. You don't really even have to sing the words if you don't want to. But as you do, what we're going to do is we're just going to open up, okay? And as best I can describe it, it's just like open up and go ahead and get a drink. Just go ahead and let the fullness of the Spirit work in you. Drink. Let it come. All right. Are y'all ready? I'm going to sing it for y'all once so you know how it goes. And then you can sing it with me. All right. Ha, 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 hey. Holy Ghost, please have your way. Ha, 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 hey. I embrace you, so fill me today. Let's go! Ha, 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 hey. Holy Ghost, please have your way. Yes! Ha, 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 hey. I embrace you, so fill me today. Everybody close your eyes. Oh, ha, 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 hey. Holy Ghost, please have your way. Fill me today. Sing it again. Ha, 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 hey. Holy Ghost, please have your way. Ha, 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 hey. I embrace you, so fill me today. Ha, 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 ha. Come on, just go ahead and stay in the flow of it and get a good drink. Get a good drink. Get a good drink. Ha. Come on, just open your mouth and get a good drink. Ha, ha. Glory. 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 Come on, just get a good drink right now. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, you can't drink with your mouth closed, so open your mouth up a little bit. Come on and let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost. song. Make a melody in your heart and get a good drink. Come on, be filled. Come on, just yield. Come on, go a little deeper. Go a little farther. Come on, just drink and be filled. Just drink and be filled. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Why do they stumble around? Why do they lay on the ground? Swinging and swaying, laughing and singing, drunk in the spirit again. Sing it now. Drunk in the spirit again. Drunk in the spirit again. I'm feeling fine. I'm full of new wine. And I'm drunk in the spirit again. Sing it. Here we go. Drunk in the spirit again. Drunk in the spirit again. Spirit again. Yes, I do know this is real. The spirit we can all see and feel. Swaying and swinging, laughing and singing, drunk in the spirit again. Sing it, hey! Drunk in the spirit again. Drunk in the spirit again. I'm feeling fine. I'm full of new wine. And I'm drunk in the spirit again. Sing it again. Hey. Drunk in the spirit again. Ha ha. Yes. Drunk in the spirit again. I'm feeling fine. I'm full of new wine. And I'm drunk in the spirit. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Go ahead and get a drink. Hallelujah. Go ahead and get in. Come on, go ahead and yield to it. Ha 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 ha. Ho. Ha. Ho. Ha. Ha! Ho! Woo! Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha! Ho! Close your eyes and do it on your own. If you feel like you're a really good drinker, I'd like just some of the really good drinkers to come up. Just spread out around the front. But some, come on, Elaine. Come on, Karina. Brian, you stay here. Come on, Fayla. Javon, come on. Come on, Kimberly, Thelma, come on, some of y'all. I don't know all those that are drinking. But if you feel like you're having any trouble at all, then you just go ahead, come on, get up and sit here around some of these people. Come on, this is the moment. We're just going to let it go together. Oh. Ah. Thank you, Lord. It's like I'm about sin. It's like cross eye. Come on, if you're having trouble, just come on, get up here. It's all right. This is how we do it together. Come on, we can pass you the cup right here. Oh. Oh. Come on, I don't have to call your name. Come on, a few of you come up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on. Come on up here. Listen, the devil of all people, the devil hates the Holy Ghost, and he hates us being filled. And that's why he'll make you want to stand back and say, well, look at them. That looks kind of weird. I don't know. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let the devil steal it from you. You never know when your miracle, when your breakthrough, when your blessing is going to be right in the fact of you doing or responding to something that's odd. We are peculiar people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory. Whew. And sometimes we need songs like this. You know, I listen, I love praise and worship, and I love all the songs that they have out. But sometimes you just singing along all the time with set little songs like that, it's not gonna cause you to tap into the Spirit enough. That's why the Bible says you got to sing in hymns and songs and spiritual songs and make a melody in your own heart. And that's how you stir up the Holy Ghost. That's why sometimes I don't like turning on music, because when I turn on music, everybody wants to clap to the music and instantly go, no, I want you to go with what's in your, I want you to yield to what's in your heart and let the fullness come. Bum, bum, bada, bum, bum, boom, boom. Boom, boom, bada. Ha, 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 ha. It's right there in your hands. It's right there. And learning how to yield too, you know, he is very joyful, sometimes very, but there's times where he'll get on you and you'll get quiet. You can get into a real, real deep stupor in the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody good? Everybody's good? Oh, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Even kids can do it. Absolutely. I've seen kids running, shouting, quaking, shaking. Hallelujah. Bum, 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 beep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Listen, listen. That's a rock. Part of why this is important is because this helps us to receive whatever we need from the Spirit. There's times when power needs to come to us, but we're not familiar. We're not familiar with how to open up, how to receive. Why do they stumble around? Why do they stumble around? Why do they lay on the ground? Praise the Lord. Now, if you don't know the drinking songs and you want the drinking songs, you can email the office And I'll give them to Denise and she can send them to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of you, you can leave when you need to. The sanctuary will still be open for a while. And I've said it before, please don't drive if you're intoxicated, but if you do, do not knock down the palm trees. That is the one thing that is off limits. Hallelujah. The soonest place I could pull in, I pulled in. Wasn't very far. It was like really, I like realized this is not going to work.
Not a good thing.
Praise God. Hey, as you go home tonight, do rejoice. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for all the things that happened in the Spirit that we don't see as we yield to the Holy Ghost. I'll say it again. There's many times I get up front and I'm trying to minister to somebody and I'm trying to get the power in them and I can't get the power in them. And if I can't get the power in you, it means you're not getting something that you need from the Lord. These kind of things help open us up. All right. It's very scriptural. All right. Be being filled. All right. Praise the Lord.
Oh, why do they stumble around? Why do they lay on the ground? Rocking and
courtesy of Keith Moore.
And laughing and singing, drunk in the spirit again.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.